Friends, we'll be discussing the subject Total Quality Management. My name is P.M. Bendre, and the first chapter of this subject is Welcome to the Wonderland of Quality. Welcome to Wonderland of Quality, the most wonderful subject on earth, which will not only improve your competence as an entrepreneur, but also enhance your life tremendously and make it more meaningful. Very, very interesting subject. The subject is dedicated to customers, the most important people in our business scenario, customers. And friends, in reality, we are also customers of something, aren't we? However, as customers or consumers, generally we are not happy. Are we? We feel neglected, don't we? We are suffering day in and day out because of many problems in quality. Adulteration in food, premature failure of gadgets, late starting and late arrival of buses, trains, aeroplanes, passengers' luggage is getting misplaced in the aeroplane or getting lost by the airline. Poor education level in spite of very high expenditure. Corruption resulting into premature failure of new constructions. Roads, so many potholes on roads, so many buildings are getting collapsed earlier than their full lifetime. Poor traffic discipline and hence more accidents. Late deliveries by courier, late deliveries by postman. Poor services from transporters. Transit damages of our finished goods. Inconsistent, good and bad workmanship, sometimes good, sometimes bad, we are not sure what we will get. Poor service by almost every supplier, every vendor, every shopkeeper. They don't feel accountable for what they are giving to us, either product or service. Purchased product found damaged, found broken, and the vendor or the seller doesn't feel accountable for that. Every day we are suffering. As customers, we are suffering. As consumers, we are in a problem. Even after paying good money, if on the scale of 1 to 100, level of good quality is considered as 100, then where do we stand? We might be less than 5. Poor situation. We might be less than 5, aren't we? And this situation has to be totally improved. And who will improve it? And as the students of management, you have to improve it. You have to get it done. You have studied management, principles of management, and now you have to get it done. Because we, as a country, if we have to go into the developed stage, you people have to bring quality culture here, quality culture. And this subject enhances this subject of quality culture. What is quality? We talk big, big words about quality, but what is quality? Do we know it? Quality is defined as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics in the product or in the service, a set of inherent characteristics, inherent, what is inherent? Inherent means existing in something, especially as a permanent characteristics, inherent characteristics. So, a set of inherent characteristics in the product or in the service, is it fulfilling the customer requirement of today? Is it fulfilling complete customer requirement of today? Quality is defined as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics fulfills customer requirements. And customer requirements are many. And it is the perception of customer. And customer change, customer's perception will change. Today it is different. Tomorrow it may be different. Day after tomorrow it may be different. Every day it changes. So that day's perception of customer, that day's customer's requirement must be fulfilled. And that is quality. Quality is defined as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics fulfills customer requirements. And that is the quality. And who is customer? Customer is defined as an organization or a person that receives a product. Any person, any organization, any company, who is receiving your product or who is receiving your service is the customer. And customer satisfaction means it is defined as customer's perception of the degree to which customer's requirement have been fulfilled. You may be feeling, the manufacturer may feel that he has fulfilled the requirement, but does customer feel that? What is the customer's perception? Customer feels, for example, I am singing a song. I feel that the song is very good, but does the listener feel that my song is good? What is his perception? He may be feeling that I have gone out in one or other note. Maybe my song is not good enough. That is his perception, and that is more important rather than the manufacturer's feeling or manufacturer's opinion of what that quality is. So, customer satisfaction is defined as customer's perception of the degree to which customer's requirement have been fulfilled. Very, very clearly defined. Though quality is an abstract perception. Yes, it is an abstract perception. But still, it has a quantitative measure. Q is equal to P divided by E. P upon E. What is P? P is performance of the product. P is performance of the service as measured by manufacturer. And E, expectation of the customer. Perception of the customer. See, Q is equal to P upon E. Means what? Better the performance, better is the quality. And what is E? E is in the denominator. So, higher the expectation, lower is the quality. Customer expects more from you, but you are not giving that. So, then the quality is less. More the performance, better is the quality. And more is the expectation, lower is the quality. Because it is in the denominator. So, Q is equal to P upon E. So, what we should do? Manufacturer should continuously improve his process so that his performance continuously improves. It is the best performance and it fulfills all the expectations of the customer. Quality has to be inbuilt into the product. It is not to be checked. It is not to be inspected. It is inbuilt in the product. Designed for the quality, designed for customer requirements to be fulfilled at every stage, from conceiving, specification and design stages, prototyping, testing and manufacturing stages, everywhere quality is inbuilt. It is not to be do something and afterwards put inspectors to check it. No, it is not like that. Quality has to be inbuilt into the product. And inbuilt from where? Right from conceiving. Then from creating specifications, creating design, prototyping, testing and manufacturing. Everywhere quality has to be inbuilt, and even after manufacturing, packing, forwarding, transporting, everywhere. Quality has to be inbuilt in the process. What is your process? That is more important. So, evolution of total quality management. I will give you some short idea about TQM. What is our subject? How it evolved? Well, first, it was inspection, identifying non-conformities, salvaging, end of pipe approach. That means make everything and at the end of pipe, put a series of inspection people and inspect it 100%. Even now some people are taking pride that we check 100%. But 100% checking is not the quality. It was earlier idea. Identifying non-conformities, salvaging, end of pipe approach, end justifies means. That was the idea in olden days. Then it came quality control. What is quality control? Process performance data. How is the process performing? Data, maybe SPC, control charts. Then quality planning came. Then statistical tools came. Then control instrumentation came. Then the idea was not quality control, but quality assurance. That means assure the customer that whatever I give you will be of good quality. Then we started writing quality manual in production, in QA, in marketing, everywhere. We started writing quality manuals. Then system certification, ISO 9001, QS 9001, TS 16949. We started getting certified for the quality system. Then we started measuring quality costs. We started making documentation about our quality. Graphs, X bar R charts, statistical process charts, documentation. All that we started. And we started calling it as quality assurance. And latest is total quality management. Now, quality is not only in production. Quality is everywhere. Even how I talk to the customer, how I treat my customer is also quality. How I make a purchase order is a quality. How I develop my supplier is also quality. How I treat my supplier is a quality. How I deliver the product to the customer is quality. So quality is not only in manufacturing, but now the concept is quality is everywhere. Total quality management. Customer focus. My focus is not on my profit. My customer is my focus. Because I know that if customer is happy, money will start flowing into my bank. My bank will be full of money only if customer is happy. That is the focus, customer focus. Then human relationship. We know that humans are not machines. Human beings are to be treated with compassion, with love. Human and system component. Then continuous improvement. What is continuous? Continuous means every day, every hour, every minute, I improve. Continuous improvement. Then performance measurement. How do I perform? Am I performing up to the mark? That I keep on measuring. So all this is total quality management, and that is the most beautiful subject on the earth, what I said. We will be discussing all these things in detail. In next chapters, customer focus, human and system component, continuous improvement, performance measurement. So all that, we started with some quality gurus, big people. And the first of all was Mr. W. A. Schuhart, spelling S-H-E-W-H-A-R-T. What is the pronunciation? Schuhart. W. A. Schuhart. He was of Bell Telephone Labs. He was working there. He developed a statistical chart. So all this modern quality concept started with this man, a great gentleman, Mr. Shewhart of Bell Telephone Labs, developed a statistical chart for the control of product variables. The beginning of SQC, statistical quality control, SPC, statistical process control. So all this began with the statistical chart developed by Mr. Shewhart. He showed that productivity improves when variation is reduced. You reduce the variation in the product quality. The parameters, let us say diameter or inner diameter or length, too much variation was there. If the tolerance was 9 plus minus 0.1, sometimes it was even more than 9.1, it was less than 8.9, and too much variation was there. He said, reduce the variation, productivity will improve. H.F. Dodge and H.G. Romig of Bell Telephone Labs developed statistical acceptance sampling. Because I am producing thousands of parts, lakhs of parts, can I inspect 100%? 1 lakh parts? No. So he developed statistical acceptance sampling instead of 100% inspection, which is impossible and which is not of any use also. 100% inspection was not possible. So he developed statistical acceptance sampling. That means he said, okay, you take a sample of 14 parts. If it is 100% okay, take another sample of 28 parts. If that is also okay, accept the lot. Like that he said. He took some risk. But he said, okay, if your manufactured quality is okay, if your manufacturing discipline is okay, if your process is okay, if your process is under control, then I need not check 100%. I will check just 14 parts. Or I will just check 3 parts. Because I know if the 14 parts are okay, probably the whole lot is okay. Because it is produced from one process. For example, rice. You know, when your mother was cooking rice, she did not eat the rice just to check whether it is okay. She just took one grain and inspected it and said, okay, the rice is good. Acceptance sampling. H.F. Dodge and H.G. Romig or Bell Telephone Labs developed statistical acceptance sampling instead of 100% inspection. Then the big guru of quality is W. Edward Deming. Mr. Deming, father of modern quality control. Mr. Deming, inspired from Shewhart, he taught SPC and SQC to Japanese engineers. This person was American, but he went to all the way to Japan. He taught SPC and SQC to Japanese engineers and Japanese CEOs. Plan, Do, Check, Act, PDCA. You know this most popular cycle, PDCA. Plan, Do, Check, Act was actually developed by Shewhart, but made popular by Mr. Deming. However, he always referred to it as the Shewhart cycle. Plan, Do, Check, Act. Very, very intelligent way of putting the things. Plan, Do, Check, Act, PDCA. Was made popular by Mr. Deming. He always referred to it as Shewhart cycle. Japanese Union of Scientists and Engineers, that is JUSE. JUSE's board of directors established the Deming Prize, which continues to exert considerable influence on the disciplines of quality control and quality management. Many Indian organizations have received Deming Award. I will be giving the details afterwards. But very prestigious award, Deming Award, Deming Prize, which continues to exert considerable influence on the disciplines of quality control and quality management. Then, one more great person, Joseph M. Juran. Joseph M. Juran taught Japanese management their responsibility to achieve quality. Management's responsibility. It is not workers' responsibility. It is a management's responsibility to achieve quality. He focused on top-down management and technical methods, not only talking, not only workers' pride, not only workers' satisfaction. He said, focus on technical methods, processes. And he said, to achieve quality is management's responsibility. Then Phil Crosby. He said, quality is free. Funny, isn't it? He said, quality is free. But what is the meaning of this? He said, quality is defined by conformance to requirements. Whose requirements? Customers' requirements. Conformance to requirements. He defined it as conformance to requirements. System for causing quality is prevention. Prevent the defects. Don't make the defects and then inspect it and reject it. He said, prevent the defects. The system for causing quality is prevention and not appraisal. Appraisal, inspection. He said, don't waste your time in inspection. It is non-value-added work. Prevention of defects. Performance standard is zero defects. I will produce 1 lakh parts, 10 lakh parts, but I don't want any defects. Zero defects. He said, some people are happy if it is close enough. He said, okay, good enough, good enough. No. He said, no, good enough is not good enough. He said, it must be zero defect. Customer should not find even one defect in the 1 million parts which we are giving to him. Performance standard is zero defects, not close enough. Measurement of quality is waste of time. He said, measurement of quality is the cost of non-conformance. And if you stop measuring the quality, and if you produce it in your process itself, and don't waste your time in inspection and appraisal and all that, then he said, quality is free. Yes, I agree. Though sometimes I get confused what Mr. Phil Crosby is talking. But yes, true. Because I'm wasting a lot of money, lot of people, lot of time in inspecting my parts. And what I do? Out of 100 parts, I reject 20 parts and 80 parts are okay. And what I do with that 20 parts? I scrap them or repair them. And repaired quality is further bad. No. Phil Crosby said, don't produce defects. Prevention of defects and not appraisal. Very good. These people have given really very good guidance to the world as far as quality is concerned. Then Mr. Feigenbaum. Total quality control. The concept of a hidden plant. What is hidden plant? When we produce defects, when we produce scrap, when we produce rework, that is, we are actually running a factory for producing scrap material. We have a factory where a lot of scrap is lying here and there, lot of rework is lying here and there. We were having a concept of red rack. The red rack is going full. No place to keep scrap. And people, some people are producing only scrap. Some people are producing only rework. Some people are doing only excess wage, which is not given in your normal operation chart. They are doing some extra work. And all that is waste of time. We should not have hidden plant in our plant. Our big plant, there is a small plant which is producing only defects. He said, no, we should not have any hidden plant. Then, accountability for quality. A very great word, accountability for quality. Because quality is everybody's job. You enter the organization, that security person also has to do quality. how he speaks to the visitor, how he informs to the internal people that a visitor has come, how he treats the people is a quality. Everyone, it is everybody's job. It is not only production person's job. It is also a purchase man's job. It is also marketing man's job. It is also, you know, a peon's job. It is also a, you know, a manager's job, officer's job, CEO's job. And everybody, not only workers, everyone's job. That is what he said. And systems approach to quality, cost of quality separated into cost for prevention, appraisal, and internal scrap repair, external warranty costs, customer complaints. So he said, quality cost, that means cost of poor quality, he defined. That is the greatest contribution this man has done. It is not only internal failure cost. It is not only external failure cost. But he said that the cost invested in prevention of defects is also quality cost. If you invest more and more money in prevention, it is also a quality cost. If you spend more and more money in appraisal, it is also quality cost. If you spend more and more money in internal, external failures, also a quality cost. So he defined quality cost. And he said the quality cost has to be low. Maybe it is prevention cost. Maybe it is appraisal cost. Maybe it is internal failures. Maybe it is warranty cost. The quality cost has to come down.